And it's International Sidewalk Astronomy Day, a day to expand your horizons and annoy some astronomers.
You ever see any aliens?
Yeah. A lot of people ask us about astrology. They ask if we can show them their whatever, sign, star, you know, whatever.
Or the star they just bought.
Or the star they just bought.
Space exploration is more pleasant in a lawn chair. It's Weekend America right after the news.
Going up in the space shuttle sounds great, but you can't wear flip-flops and drink lemonade. If you do, they get real mad. The joys of sidewalk astronomy coming up on Weekend America. From American Public Media, this is Weekend America. I'm John Moe, along with Bill Radke. If you've been hankering for a glimpse of Saturn or a closer look at the mountains of the moon, you are in luck. Tonight is International Sidewalk Astronomy Night, and it doesn't matter if you don't have your own telescope. Hundreds of amateur astronomers across the country and the world are taking their scopes to the streets, and the sidewalk astronomers want to share the view with you. It's the first time these folks have coordinated their stargazing like this, but odds are on a clear night, there's a sidewalk astronomer near you somewhere. Recently, Weekend America's Chrissy Clark went out with two of them in Monrovia, California to take a peek.
This is the Astrovan.
Jane Houston Jones climbs into the passenger seat of her green minivan. Her husband Morris, aka Mojo, is behind the wheel. I'm in the back, wedged between two homemade collapsible telescopes. We're headed to the corner of Lime and Myrtle Streets. Mojo tells me this corner has all the makings for perfect sidewalk astronomy. Lots of pedestrians.
But it's not necessarily a tourist area. So the people there aren't automatically suspicious that you're trying to sell them something.
Jane and Mojo are a husband and wife sidewalk astronomy duo. In fact, they met behind a telescope. They spend most weekends showing strangers the universe for free. That's what they're doing tonight. But first, we've got to find a parking spot.
This is a quick move because we're in a handicapped spot. But we do call this urban gorilla astronomy.
They don't quite look the part of urban gorillas. Jane and Mojo are clean-cut L.L. Bean types. But somehow, they do make it feel like they're the circus coming to town.
What's happening?
Within minutes, they've set up their telescopes aimed at the moon. And then the carnival barking begins.
We have these beautiful giant craters with big splats on them. Anybody wants to see?
Jane has a snake oil evangelical approach with the people that pass by.
It's a movement. Okay. There's diamond rings, there's the Bay of Rainbows, and there's big splats.
Yeah. Mojo takes a subtler tack.
You should see the moon.
Yeah?
Knock your socks off.
All right.
Lines begin to form. Families on their way back from the movies, the sushi restaurant, a termite exterminator and his son.
We were having dinner, actually, in the pizza place.
And then
we were on our way home, and we're like, oh, telescopes. Sweet. And threw it in park, came up here. I was like, yeah.
Some are suspicious.
But what is your purpose?
Cedar, the seminary student from Vietnam, wants to know the catch.
Our purpose is to just share the views of our solar system with you.
Whether they're wary or curious at first, once people lean into the telescope, their reactions are pretty much the same. An eye full of moon, magnified 100 times, seems to give everyone a bit of religion.
Oh, God. God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really big.
You could see, like, every individual little tiny crater on it.
Are you sure this isn't just some kind of thing hanging inside this box?
When I saw the third quarter moon through a 12-inch telescope, I thought, my God, it looks as though we're coming in for a landing on the Apennines. I had no idea that the moon looked like that.
That last bit of wonderment is from John Dobson. He's the 91-year-old grandfather of sidewalk astronomy. He is also a chemist who worked on the Manhattan Project, a former Hindu monk, and perhaps the first hippie to come out of San Francisco. He and his brother started growing their hair long in the 1930s.
We'd get on a bus and some drunk wants to pet our hair, and we get off the bus and we run. But it was dangerous in those days to have long hair. It was dangerous.
Dangerous, but interesting enough that 70 years later, John Dobson still has a ponytail. But back to the sidewalk astronomy.
All right, I'll tell you how that happened, too. When I got out of the monastery, I was here in San Francisco, and I had a telescope out on the street.
A mother and her son came by to look.
Brucey, he's 9 years old, he's as tall as my nipples, okay?
Brucey was hooked. One thing led to another, and soon John Dobson was teaching Brucey and another boy how to make their own telescopes.
And they decided we should have a club, and that I should be the third member of the club.
There would be no dues, no meetings, no membership application.
What we do is get the telescopes out on the sidewalk. That's what we do.
That was in 1968. John was already 53. Since then, he's traveled the world teaching people how to make their own telescopes and how to appreciate what they see through them. On clear nights, he still takes a streetcar to a friend's garage where he keeps a telescope in a little red wagon. He wheels it out to a corner near Golden Gate Park.
I go out to let other people see it. I've already seen these things. But you see, the people who live in this world, it's not fair to let them live blind-like in this world. They think this earth is the whole universe. It's not. The rest of the universe is out there. You must have noticed.
I want to see Mars and Jupiter.
Back in Monrovia at the sidewalk astronomy gathering, some people from a cancer walkathon have strayed from their fundraising duties and wandered over to look into the telescopes.
It's amazing. I'm amazed at how close up everything looks.
The moon is a milk white crystal, bruised in spots and etched with silver cobwebs. It's glowing from the inside out, and everything goes quiet when you look into it. And this woman, her name is Julie, gapes at it.
It's beautiful.
It's at this moment that I notice that Julie is bald. Her eyes are sunk a little too deep. She tells me she's going through chemo. She's one of the cancer survivors that the walkathon is for. But right now she's busy looking at the moon.
You just kind of think, oh yeah, there's planets out there and there's this out there. But now to really see it, it is emotional. I mean, because you know how vast and huge everything is. So,
in Monrovia, California, I'm Chrissy Clark for Weekend America.
That's just amazing.
We're looking at the moon, I believe.
You are going to see the moon. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
gorgeous.
You can visit our website to find out where a sidewalk astronomy event is going on near you tonight. And you can see pictures of the moon from the night Chrissy went out. Also a picture of John Dobson and that dangerous ponytail of his.